Okay, Caesar, thank you for agreeing to interview.
Thank you for having me, Donnie.
So, why? Why is the question? Why are you here? Why are you doing this?
Well, it's funny, when I first started off, I didn't actually know why or what I wanted to do. Should we go somewhere else?
No.
Oh. And so I went back to school after being away from school for a long time, and I initially wanted to work in education, to work as a PE coach and to teach high school students. Things didn't necessarily work out the way I expected them to. I took a wrong turn in my life and eventually just lost a lot of things. And through my experience, in order to build myself back up, I had a lot of counselors and social workers help me out through that process. And so one of the things that they did was they instilled a lot of hope in me when I didn't have any. And that, what I think was the biggest piece that I took from those experiences, is that one human being connecting with another and being able to just either give you hope, not just in general for the future, but maybe just to get you through that day. If you can just get someone through that day, that's a huge piece. Or something as simple as meeting someone in a moment of frustration and them guiding you through a process and coming out on the other side. There was a lot of obstacles along the way that I know for a fact that had I encountered them on my own, I would have either quit or failed. But just having someone guide me there and walk me through certain, like even enrolling back into school after being away for so long, was a really big help. And so once I went back, I knew that with social work, there was a lot of avenues that you can take. You can work in a hospital, you can work for DCFS, you can work doing therapy. And so I really enjoyed the fact that it had different realms that you can go into. And so that leaves you an opportunity to explore these things. And I think like what we're doing now with our internships is going into like the macro placements as opposed to the meso placements or micro placements. It gives you an idea of to really find what it is you want to do in terms of helping people. Because I think that as social workers in general, we all get into this field because we like to help people, right? And just finding what your strength is it working in gerontology? Is it working in mental health? Is it working in substance abuse? Is it working with whatever population? And then if, you know, if you stay there for years and eventually you find out, you know what, maybe I want to explore another population, you have that option. And so I really enjoyed that about social work, that it doesn't really corner you into one thing. And that's why I got into the social work now. Into the master's program, that's a whole different story. Initially, I just wanted to get my bachelor's and try to find work and do my thing. But I already had that motivation going. And so I told myself, you know what, I'm going to apply for the program. If I get in, great, I'll continue to do it. If I don't, then I can take a year off and see what I want to do. Luckily, once I applied, I got into the master's program. It's been...
It was fate.
It was fate. It's been a challenge. It's, you know, a lot of sacrifice with doing internships, working 40 hours a week along with school. It takes a dedication, so you really want to, it tests you if you really want to do this. And along the way, what helps is not the just the encouragement of the professors who've been down the path that we're going on, but really communicating with my classmates and my peers, because they're also dealing with the same challenges or even more. Like, you know, I know that some of us have children that you have to deal with. So I know you're familiar with that, Donnie. So that's like, I don't know how you do it. So that just gives me that extra boost to say, you know what, if my classmate can do it and they're going through the same process, it really helps me to push through it and you know, motivate myself to get to the next step. And that's really what social work is, you know, connecting with someone. We're really doing it among our peers, right? We're pushing each other. We're talking about our problems, and just sometimes just knowing somebody that can relate to you and is listening is a huge help for me, at least, to get me through that next day, that next week, or that next semester. And so that's, for me, what social work is. It's getting that individual to the next step, to where they want to get to in life. So really, we're already doing it, I think, going through our master's program, but it's just applying those things in a professional setting and finding out what your niche is.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for coming out.
All right.
Keep on keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.